Now, Mr. Emery, what pubs can you remember down in Hill Row?
Well, I remember the Sandhill. From the Sandhill to the Cross Keys, the Cross Keys to the Black Horse, the Black Horse to the Tewpart, and then there was a pub this side of the Earth Bridge still in Hill Row, what Bedford kept, but I don't know the name on it.
Well, did they make their own beer?
No, they just had it brought to them.
Brought to them?
Yeah, the drays just come round to them.
Right. Were you here during the war?
Yes, I lived here all my life. Didn't move. Only from one ear to the other.
Right. What was life like during the war for you? In the way of food?
Well, I mustn't grumble, because you see, I was on the farm. I got, well, a lot of people didn't. We was all right. We mustn't grumble. Because, we had eggs. Well, town people couldn't get them. We had chickens. We had milk. We had butter.
Yeah. Could you give it away to your friends, like?
You could give it away, but you weren't let sell it.
Ah.
You could give anybody a bit of butter, but you weren't let sell it. Because they'd come on, but they couldn't actually give anything away. Of course, that made, you know, between yourselves, you didn't give it away.
You swapped it for something.
Yeah.
Did you keep your own pigs?
Yes, kept my own pigs. You said two killed yearly.
Every
for the
year?
For the pound.
Yeah. And
used to have the iron legs and hams. We used to take hams down Aldrith to Mr. Ralph Prime's. He used to do the smoking. He used to smoke the hams. Then they'd sell them smoking. Then we used to come back, have them brought back and hang them up, you see, and use them as we want.
Yeah, nice. Did you make your own sausages?
No, we never told Ben a sausage, Mrs. Dent, but a lot of people did, but we didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Who in Haddam had their own thrashing tackle?
Well, Arthur Burkett, he had his own tackle. He went and bought a brand new tackle. And when I say a brand new tackle, that was engine, drum, elevator, and chaff cutter.
Ah.
Completely new. He had his own tackle. Arthur E. Fire, the other station, he had two tackles of his own. And Fred Peacock, that's Len Peacock's father, he started off with a tackle or two, and he got the five or six tackles. And Walter Newman was just died. He had his own tackle. And George Day, my uncle, he had a drum and an elevator and that. And Wadlow's, down here, Wadlow Brothers, they had a tackle, and they also had a portable engine.
Yeah.
So they had their own tackles.
Would they thrash, these people would thrash for people who hadn't got their own tackles?
Yes, Wadlow used to go about thrashing. He's been away from here. I've been with him down to Bedlam Farm, Morton's. And he used to go about thrashing.
How much do you reckon they charge, sort of, to
well,
do?
Well, a day, then.
Yeah.
Well, for a tackle, that'd be, you're the tackle. And two men, that's the drum feeder and the engine driver. And they'd run out about, early part of the day, about 50 bob, £3 a day.
Ah.
That's the tackle and everything.
That's good, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you have your own rat catchers? Because you mentioned a mole catcher on your other tape.
Yeah, we used to have a rat catcher come round. We just had to pay him so much a quarter. But he was under what they call government, the war aid. But he used to come around and catch the rats on the farms and in the docks.
Was he good?
Yes, he were.
What did he use then, poison or...?
He used to put poison down.
He did?
Yeah.
He didn't sort of ferret them out or anything?
No, he used to put poison down.
Who owned the shops when you were a boy? Sort of like butcher shops and that.
Butcher shops? Well, down Oil Street, where the butcher's shop is now, Mr. Herney Peters had it. He owned it.
Ah.
Tom Peters' father. He was a good butcher.
He was.
Then there was Arthur Palmer. He had a butcher's shop where Victor's ironmonger shop is now. And a butcher named Harold Orsup, he's dead and gone. He used to have a little shop, a butcher's shop. On the corner now, it's all pulled down, made into one. There used to be a road on Adam Corner.
Yeah.
Then I used to have a butcher shop, always down bottom street end. And of course, where Lewis is now, John Alderton had that butcher shop. And the other butcher down the station way, that was on the left-hand side going down, what we call the Martins, Joe Lavender, Joe Porter had that.
Ah.
So there were several butchers in Adna.
There were, weren't there?
Yes.
What about grocery shops?
Well, grocery shops, in my time, there was the one, well, he shut now, the Chinese in front of your place, that was Mr. Collins's.
Is that the bloke who owns the mobile shop, or his father, or what?
No, no relation to him.
No relation?
No. That was the Collins. And then, up where Brown's clothing shop is, that was a grocery shop. That was owned by a man named, in my time, Doyley.
Doyley.
And then the top shop, the International Stores, was owned by Mr. Tebbit.
Ah, yeah. What about Blacksmith? Was there one in Adnam?
Yes, there was two.
Two?
There was down High Street, close to your ears, was Walter Miller's. Well, that ears were sold other week, if you remember. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Weren't
yeah,
it?
That was.
That was a blacksmith shop, and Walter Miller used to do it. Then in Arkansas School Playground, as is now, there used to be another shop there. Belonged to Hudson of Wilburton. That was a blacksmith shop. And he used to keep three or four men work for him.
Ah, that's quite a big one then.
Oh, yes, that were.
They'd shoe cart horses for you then, would they?
They used to shoe everything.
They would.
And mend anything. Oh, yes. There was, in my time, he had a man named Charlie Dove work for, this was up in the Hudson shop. There were Charlie Dove, Jim Watts, Ted Taylor, and Gordon Driver. They're the four who worked there in my time.
Ah. Did they make anything like plows or anything?
I don't say plows. They used to make arrows and that for people and that. Yes, and repair things and shear the horses, yes.
Ah. Because we got a broad shear Mr. Miller made.
Yeah.
Down the bottom there. We got that in the museum at the moment.
Yeah, that's a frame with big shears on it.
Big shear, yeah. And they'd use that when out for stubble.
As soon as every corner up, they used to run under the stubble, about an inch or two under, you see, then they used to come out of that with the chain arrows and sweep it all up and burn it all.
Ah, that's good, because stubble burns nowadays.
They're
terrible. Who was the last person to get rid of horses that we used for ploughing in Adnam?
Harry Leach. And his two horses went this month, 1977.
Ah. Have you ever been ploughing with him?
I've been inside on him, in the fen. We've all been in the fen together, different people. I've been down the fen when you count as many as what? 20 teams horses at plough. Different fields.
When you say a team, how many is a team?
Well, different two, or perhaps three. You see, some have two and some have three abreast. As a team, you see.
It depends, yeah. Do you remember horse gears in use?
Yes. I've been with them ever so many times. For Walter Player, we had one. It's on the elevator for the deal stakes. One we had at Perth Islands to grind the mangles. One at Wadler's to grind the mangles. And there was one down at, well, farm, I don't know the farm, it was Belden's farm. They used to have one on the elevator for the corn stakes.
Well, mangles are grown a lot. How do you harvest mangles?
Oh, we used to just take mangles up in October, just cut the tops off, put them in heaps, and then come, put them in a big pit.
What would you harvest them with then? How'd you get them up?
Pull them up by hand.
Pull them up by hand?
Oh, yes. Mangles, you took them up by hand.
What, and then you had to put them in a tumble
cart? Then put them in heaps and cover them up with leaves, if you, or otherwise cart them behind you. Put them in a big pit and then straw them down and earth them up.
Like you do, sort of like clamping tires?
Yeah, just the same, only bigger pits.
Who do you reckon in Adnam had the first tractor?
In Adnam? Well, I'm going to talk about Ilro. Well, I don't know about Adnam.
I said, you talk about Ilro.
I'm going to talk about Ilro. Perth Allen.
What was it?
A little Fordson.
What, one like we got, Stan?
Yes, there were.
A little one like that?
One like that. That was the first ones I know down Ilro.
What did the old ploughman reckon to it?
Well, we didn't use a reckon a lot to him, because Perth Allen was a wonderful man with horses.
He was?
Oh, yes.
And then he went and had a tractor.
Hey?
Then he went and had a tractor.
Oh, well, yes, because everybody went to see if my horse a tractor, but well, we get on well with it, but anything, you couldn't do the work with them like you could with horses, or he couldn't.
He couldn't,
because
no.
He was a wonderful horseman. Yes. Because he was the first man I ever tried to. But there was soon, there was a lot followed, you know, soon, years after.
Yeah.
But he was the first one that I knew.
Well, I'm talking to Mum, and she said she can remember my uncle coming down here to go and see Jeffries, Bill Jeffries and that. And Wadlow's had nine horses, didn't he?
Wadlow's? Arthur Wadlow and Ernie Wadlow, they were two brothers. One had one farm, one had the other. They had what? Well, I'll say, I know they had 30 horses between them, more than that, but I'll say 30.
What sort were they?
All cart horses.
All cart horses?
Yes.
I must grow a lot of mangles to feed that lot.
Oh, well, they used to grow 7 or 8 acres of mangle. They used to pull their tackle a bit with the horses. When the portable engine used to take you down the droves. So many pokes, 8 on a portable engine, 7 or 8 on a drum, and 4 or 5 on an elevator, and that'd take the tackle anywhere. Yeah.
So they were sort of really big horse people, weren't they?
Oh, they were, yes, only they were. Yes.
Well, who in Hillrow then had the first car?
William Wadlow.
William Wadlow?
Yes. Old William Wadlow.
What was that then?
A Ford.
Another one? Ford, what sort?
That was, what, well, I don't know what we call it. I used to call them in the more days, Tin Lizzie.
Model T, I should think.
I don't know, they was £100 apiece. That's what they were.
£100?
Yes. Brand new Ford, £100. That was the price on them.
Well, there was a lot of money in them days,
wasn't it? That were a lot of money. He was the first man ever won in Hillrow.
Well, what were the roads like then?
Terrible.
They were?
Yeah, they weren't tar roads. They were stones as big as your fist. Oh, yes.
Well, I suppose that all right for horses, weren't it?
Oh, beautiful for horses, but yes, they was rough roads then.
What sort of method for public transport or anything did they have, or didn't they?
Well, they did have transport. I remember when the man... What was his name? J.V. Parnell. He started running to St. Ives on a Mondays with people in an old open lorry. He used to do coal work with it all the week. And he used to use St. Ives and put planks across for people to sit on seats. And you put a top over with a sheet over it, stop if it's raining, and he used to go to Ely like that. Take parcels or anything, and people, so much journey.
So that's a lot of bus system for
that. Made a lot of bus. Then he went away from that. He had a bus, though, then. He bought a bus, and that was called the Hortonio. Yeah. And then, of course, he got better different buses and that, and he got in his own big way.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was there a sort of like the Eastern Counties bus system now? When did that come into being, sort of in this area?
Oh, that didn't come in, not for years out of that. I think, they weren't called Eastern Counties, isn't it? What would that be called? There was a bus service called the Bluebell, I think. Before the counties come in. Of course, the counties have been in several years here, but I mean, not so many years old, because these other buses.
Yeah. Well, what did they do for garages and that?
Well, there weren't no garages. I don't remember any motor garages in Haddon.
There weren't?
No, because I didn't know where they were.
Well, didn't the blacksmiths sort of do anything?
They not the cars.
They wouldn't?
No, so I know one. No, there weren't no petrol pumps in Haddon.
Where would they have to go to get petrol then?
Well, I don't know, Wilburn, I was thinking, and here's one, Charlie Goddard, he used that one when I was a boy. He was petrol pump. There weren't none where, I don't know who lives there near, you know, as you go in, he sells tyres near, you know, there's a place.
Yeah, I know where
you are. He ain't got no petrol. Charlie Goddard, only one in Wilburn, has had a pump. Then you see your Judas Stridham, you'll find another pump there in the old road, that's still there near.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. Near the school.
That's right.
Near the little school.
Pump there, there. Then, of course, you're ready to go on Ely.
So you have to sort of make sure you got some petrol in hand.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, going back to the tractors and that on down Adnam, When did they sort of come into their own? When did the majority of people get these here tractors?
Well, I don't know what year it'd be. They come in. I worked for Purcell in. They got coming in, let's see. I had one, but I think they come in a bit, what, 40 years ago, because I remember Purcell having one when I worked for him. Well, I was 18 then. And then the Ardens got in, but they come in their own, you know, see what, 1930, 34, they come in, you know, and the horses started going here.
And they were nearly all Fords?
Yes, they were. Well, there were a few Internationals, big old Internationals. On iron wheels, you understand?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So these Fords are all on iron wheels then.
But it wouldn't matter, would it, not with the roads as
they were? No, they weren't no rubber wheels then. No, there weren't no rubber wheels, they were all iron wheels.
Ah, who sold the Fords in this area then?
I don't know. Who the big agent for Fords? I should think, what's his name? Ford, is it Eleanor, or is it? Down Four Hill, who's that? Guy on the right hand side. Who's good at the station.
Dunno. I know what you mean though. King?
No. Gravens, isn't it? Gravens.
Is it? Gravens, yeah. And he...
They were the Ford men, yeah.
Well, I think they had a good sale in this area, didn't they?
Oh, certainly did. Then you see, what's the name? He started coming in this way, Rodson from Tyres.
Yeah.
With a different track. I don't think he had Ford, so he did, certainly did, because I had a Ford Major for Rodson, yes. They come in this here way. Yes.
What about rubber tyres? Who sort of brought, who was the first people to have them? Because I should imagine they were expensive.
They were expensive. Well, tell you the truth, a lot of people had these here little old Fords and tractors like yourn, done away with iron wheels, and they used to have wheels made up with rubbers on.
Ah.
Derby at Sutton, they'd cut these old wheels in, weld them on, and then you'd... They've pumped up tiles put on them.
Yeah, because Derby's, they're a big firm now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, who did drainage when you sort of were down the fan a lot?
Well, the drag lines.
Yeah.
Derby's.
Derby's?
Yeah, Derby's.
Even then?
For years and years, ever since I was a boy.
Well, we talked about the Ouse drainage rights and that. Who was doing the drainage then down the fan? Was that a county council job or was that...
Adnam Level.
Haddon Level. Because that pumping engines, that weren't they? They dealt with.
Yeah, they used to. Well, they do the drainage near, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, that's great. What did you use for transport then, when you were a boy? Bike or walk?
Walk most times. Then we got a bike. Yeah.
So you had your own bikes and that.
Oh yeah, we got the first bike I bought. Well, I'll tell you the truth, the first bike I ever had, I was seeing a bicycle frame standing in a man's yard that had stood in his hen run years. And I went and asked him, I said, are you going to sell me that there bicycle frame? He said, I'll give it. Well, he give me it. And I took it up West End, where Les Lant lives now, Perth Burkett, that's my brother-in-law, Perth.
Yeah.
He used to do bike shop in his spare times when he used to run the engine work.
Yeah.
And he done it up for me. He put me two new wheels in, a new saddle, and a new pair of handles, tires and tubes, and that cost me, well, I don't know, about £3. That was a lot of money. But that was the first bike I ever had.
Yeah, I know. I think you got a lot of punches on roads like this.
Oh, yeah,
you?
And the first journey I went, we fetched it on, there was a gang on, so we fetched it on the Saturday night. We got it done. And we went away from here, a gang on the Sunday morning. To Witten, that's Witten Hill, where the airdrome is.
God dear.
To see the airplanes go up and down.
What sort of planes were they then?
Oh, what are these little old planes? I don't know, what do you call them? Only little planes.
They were.
But we went up there and lay down and see a day up there.
That's a long way, isn't it?
Yeah, well that was 13 miles each way.
Yeah.
Yeah, from here.
Ah.
Yeah.
What about the police? What did we have a village constable?
Yeah, I think we did.
Who was he?
In my time, the first policeman I knew in Adnam was Name Hills. There's been a lot since, but he was the first one as I remember.
Was he a sort of reasonable sort of bloke?
He was all right. Well, they're all policemen's all right. You're all right.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there were Hills. I remember Hills, Norman, Breeze, Ray Peggs, Hogson, and another one, he went the morning, I killed Lee. You know, several policemen.
Did they have cars, or did they
bikes? No. If they come by, they had a war. There were no cars then.
Ah?
No police cars then.
Well, do you remember that incident down down Adam Fen, when that bloke got tied up in his bed, and some blokes come and pinched the money?
No, I don't.
You
I
don't?
Fred does, but I don't know.
Ah, I have to see Fred.
No.
Well, you used to sort of go to market and that at St Ives, didn't you, more than Ely?
Well, we used to go to St Ives, yeah. Well, when we went to Ely, we got nothing to go there only for train. We used to walk from here to the station.
Oh, yeah.
Catch
get
the
train,
like,
yeah.
Near us today. We used to go up to Adnam Station, when we were boys. I was done harvest work, went up to school near this where. We used to go to today, catch the one train at Ely. Good Ely fare, and my mother and I used to take us, me and my brother, and fit us up with the clothes to go back to school in. A corduroy sealed, socks and a pair of shoes for 25 shillings.
Ah, where'd you get them from in Ely? What clothes shop?
Any shop, with Joshua Taylor's and Mac Falls. They used to be corduroys. Had a lot of money, pound the sealed. Then your shoes would be £5.
You had to wear shoes, you weren't there to wear boots or anything?
No, shoes.
Ah.
These are good shoes. Sometimes you have boots. And what would you get the cheapest?
That's why it's like everyone does.
My uncle, we used to go for George Day, you my uncle. And Lee Shalcox, in the harvest, you see. Lee Shalcox and the odd things. And then when Ely Fair Thursday, he used to meet my mother at Ely. He lived next door. And he used to dress us. A suit for me and a suit for my brother, and shoes, 25 bob and 25, 50 shillings, weren't it?
Yeah.
That fitted us up for going back to school.
When you look at it these days, that's cheap, isn't it?
Yeah.
Money were different in them days,
weren't
it? That
was a lot of money then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got sort of fitted up for school?
We got fitted up for school.
Did you like school?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Well, I thought Mr. Miles was all right.
And so he were, but I'd rather be at work.
You would?
Yes, I would.
So you could, did you used to get out of school a lot and go and do work?
Oh, I used to play the truant.
You did?
Yeah. I remember once, my Uncle George, they were threshing. You know, threshing
yeah.
Side. Not in the next yard. And I lived not here in that next year, and I was wondering, well, I want to do mouse catching, you see. So anyway, I went nut up till all of it, there wasn't no boys about to walk school. I went nut up till I was late. Then I come here. Where you been? I said, I didn't feel very well, George. I said, we want to go mail sketching. Says, you're on the stack of the state.
Yeah.
Well, there used to be a man come round once a week, and Roy'd be down at his school to see who was absent. And his name was Sandal. I was on this here stack about 11 o'clock. And George, they says to me, my Uncle George said, look up, he said, he's old Sandal. Of course, I jumped in the stack. Sandal come to my mother's ears. George in at school, where is he? I said, he went off to school, because I went off to school, is he?
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know where he is. So anyway, he come up the yard to the threshing table, Sandal did. I asked my Uncle George, say, you seen young George Emery? The boy, he said, no. So you see, I laid under a chair's manger, looking at him. So anyway, they said they're talking, and then way down his body, way when the Uncle George come, he said, come on, you can come here, and there he's down. But anyway, I got in real when I come home, when I went in, you see, mother, I never went in till 4 o'clock till the other come home to school.
Yeah, got it worked out.
Where you been? You ain't been at school, said Mrs. Sandal's been down here, are you? I said, no, I said, I'm in the mayor's kitchen.
Who was your teacher at school?
Miles. Miles and Mrs. Froman. Yeah.
So, and you left school at what, 13?
I left school at 12.
12?
They got me off. I went over North Antwerp.
I think you were pleased, weren't you?
I were.
Yeah.
That's where I started, you know, at 3 Jean's Week.
Yeah. Ah, they were the days.
Yeah.
And we got to wait now till we're 16 before we can leave school.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's a long wait.
Yeah.
That's different now, though. You wait till you're 16.
Yeah.
Did you... You had taters, I presume, didn't you, down the fen? You used to spin them out, didn't you?
Yes, just spin them out.
That was horse-drawn as well, wasn't it?
Horse-drawn. Well, a lot of part of them, we used to put it behind the tractor.
Spin out, yeah.
Yeah, so you used to draw the horses. 2 horses. And there was another one on the cart, nope, all down. Put them in the pit, we spin them in the field then, you know, and cover them up. But then we got away from... When we got the tractors, we put the tractor on the spinner. And... Then we used to work when we were another, have another tractor like carting them up with a trailer. Yeah.
Well, tractors were good ones they got there, weren't they?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, it came into their own. When was the road down the fen built? Or was it your old road?
Which road?
The road sort of which goes around the fen to Aldrith, sort of from down near Dennis's farm.
I don't know what year that was built. No, I remember that. I remember that drove when it was terrible. You couldn't get down here. Yeah, I remember that, but I can't say what year.
Was it council built it, or what?
Oh yeah, council built it, yeah.
Do you remember the Italian prisoners of war, what they used to have?
God, did my brother used to have them.
Did he?
My brother Wall was dead, certainly he did. He used to be gangroo, he used to have about 15 or 16, he used to go out on farms. If a man wanted 4 or 5, he used to put them there, and 5 or 6 here, and anybody wanted to take a gang, he used to be with the biggest gang, but they'd pick him up and know it.
Were they all right?